Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Saxon. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, the place where we walk by faith and not by sight. We are encouraged in our walk of faith and how God is processing us and taking us through, shaping us and making us in our everyday life through the different situations that we encounter and we endure. And as we trust Him, as we obediently walk by faith and not by sight, as we take the word, apply the word, and we live out that word, we see the demonstration of God's power, anointing, truth, and even blessings in our lives. As we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, by learning of Him, by trusting Him and walking by faith and obediently following Him, we see Him display a truth that no one can deny, that He loves us, that He's for us, that He makes ways out of no way, that He blesses us, that He is our protector, our provider, He is our defense, and He's the way for us to follow. And as we do, we receive eternal blessings for our obedient faith, rewards that are set up for us that no one can steal. God always chooses unlikely people, and He calls them to His purpose and His plan. And that plan is not a title. It is not a position. It is just being His child, being in His kingdom, and being a great witness of His love, His forgiveness, His mercy, and all that Jesus has accomplished through the blood and through His death. And so it is an honor to be called God's child. It is a privilege to know Him and to serve Him and to be able to go into His presence at any time and know that He hears us, He responds to us, and He answers us. So it is a wonderful thing to be a child of God, knowing that your sins have been forgiven and that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life and that you have an eternal Father and a brother and a heavenly host and a Holy Spirit inside of you that now works to help you win every single day because of what Jesus has already accomplished. It doesn't matter what it looks like. We are winners. Doesn't matter what it feels like. We are overcomers, and we overcome in this life as well as the one to come. So it is a wonderful thing. We have been looking and studying unlikely places of blessing and looking at people in the Bible and seeing how God can take an unlikely place, position or season in their life and take that place of that season in their life and turn it around for a miracle that is a blessing, not only to them, but their family, their household, and a nation. When God calls a family, when He calls a nation, when He calls a tribe, when He calls a people or a person for His purpose and His plan, nothing or no one can stop what He says. No matter where you find yourself, that word, that life, that blessing, that truth will be released over you, and nothing can stop it. So we see here people who God has used to be an example for us, to let us know that no matter where we find ourselves, no matter what our predicament is, He can bless us in spite of. So we're looking at Ruth, and we're finishing up this today, the book of Ruth, hopefully today, and if not tomorrow, we're going to look again and see how God uses this woman because of her loyal love, because of her humbleness. She is blessed. And she's mentioned in the Old Testament and the New Testament by Jesus. And so we understand that she was not in the line or in the lineage, but she was in the outside. But God uses this woman to engraft her in so that not only can she be a blessing, but to also let us see that this is the same thing that He did with the Shunammite woman. This is the same thing that He did with her at the well, the woman with the well. He brings in a woman who should not be in, to let us understand that this grace, this mercy, this salvation is not just going to hit one race. It will hit every nation, every race, every creed, every color, and He's doing it because He so loved that He gave, and He gave Himself to the world. He gave Himself to every man, woman, boy, child, girl, anyone whosoever will come to Him, receive of Him, repent of their sins. And so we see this demonstration by Him allowing this Moabite woman to now be engrafted in, and we see the lineage of her, and this will come through David. This will be the lineage that David will come through. And we understand that God has chosen the throne of David for Jesus to come down on, to sit on, to reign on. And so God is doing something wonderful as He allows us to see unlikely person being blessed. And even in this place, we're seeing an unlikely blessing because we're seeing her being in a place of lack, but God shows up, and He uses Boaz to be that kinsman redeemer, which shows us who Jesus Christ is. and how he has redeemed our lives and he paid the price where we were impoverished with sin and sickness and disease and all kinds of things. He paid the price. He came in and covered. He came in and covered us. He paid the price and he bore everything that we could not bear ourselves, and he did it for us. So we see the exchange in the spirit realm. Let's go and get into this quickly. We see that Boaz basically demonstrates extraordinary concern for Ruth's provisions and her protection. He makes sure that all of her needs are met, that she even has water for the day while she's out there gleaning in the field. And that lets me understand that no matter where we at are in life and find ourselves, that God's protection, God's his fussing over us is going to be there. He's going to make sure, even though we can't see it, he's going to make sure that we're provided for, even when we don't see the provision. He's setting something up for us. He's making a way for us. He's opening up a door for us. He's setting something up for us to know that he did it and we didn't do it ourselves, that he gave us favor. We've been saying this year that this is the year of 7 years of plenty and release and God's fulfillment. And even though it didn't start off or may not have started off that way for you, God has been changing things in your favor, doing things in your favor. He's been opening up doors. He's been making ways. He is setting up something in your life that you have not seen before and never could have done yourself. And you're going to know that it was the hand of God. It's going to be the hand of God that opens up that door for a new opportunity for you to do a sales pitch or for you to get a new job, for you to start that business, or for your church to grow, or for you to do some things in ministry, for you to go out and do what he's told you, because you have shown, if you've shown loyal faith, love, for his word, his will, and you know you've been doing what he says and you've been aligning yourself, you can expect to see the goodness of the Lord. I don't care if you've never, ever trusted him for anything and you've always just done whatever the word says without expectation, go ahead and expect. Put your faith out there and expect God to do something great. Put your faith out there and expect. Go ahead and say, God, I need you to move on me on this behalf and this situation. And go ahead and expect God to do it. Don't do it wavering, fearing, don't do it doubting. Saying, God, you're trustworthy. You're faithful. You're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. If you did it for the children of Israel, for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, if you did it for all of these people in the Bible, you are the same God. You're my Father. You're going to do it for me. You said you would supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory, which is in Christ Jesus. Okay, I need some things done here in this earth. I need some riches in this earth. I need some things done in this earth. I need some favor in this earth. I need some opportunities in this earth. I need you to open up the door, open up my Red Sea here in the earth. Do some things for me that I cannot do for myself, and I will give you praise, honor, and glory. Testify and tell everyone that God did it. Believe you and tell it to the uttermost, so that they will understand that we serve a living God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly far above what we ask, think, or even imagine. Ruth finds herself in a place where she does not have any money. She doesn't have the means to provide, the necessities to provide. But the law of Moses said that the poor can go in the field and glean. In the field while she's gleaning, because she's been faithful to her mother-in-law, she finds favor and blessing. She finds favor and blessings there. And Boaz basically explains to her and lets her know that she's found favor, that she's found favor with him, and that he loves her loyal love shown to her mother-in-law. He lets her understand that because of this, he's praying bountiful blessings on her. He's praying that God would reward her and bless her remarkably. He's praying and expressing that he wants God to do all these things just because of what she's shown to someone else. When you don't think it's happening, when you don't think that nobody's looking and listening and what you do, that nobody's paying attention to it, God sees it and he will reward your acts of kindness and loyalty. So whatever we do, let us do it unto the Lord. Just don't do it just because or do it half-handedly. Let's do it knowing that God is the one who looks at the heart and he looks at our motives, and he looks at what we do out of loyalty and love and faith, and he will reward us. When no one else sees, God sees, and he keeps good records, as I tell everybody. God keeps very good records. We'll never be able to deceive or fool God. He will bless us or reward us or even deal with us according to the act of our own life, of our own hand, of our own ability, of our own faithfulness. He will do that. But she gets a blessing because of that from Boaz, because of her loyalty, because of her loyal service and love. And he expresses the idea of God's protection by saying that Ruth has come under God's hand, under God's people, in God's land. He expresses that to her, and he lets us know because you've done this, God is going to bless you. Because you've forsaken everything else and you've come here, God is going to do something for you. Now, Ruth called herself, she was calling herself a foreigner before, but because of the words of Boaz, she changed her own words about herself. She now calls herself the maid servant of Boaz. It's something when God allows someone to speak over you and you see yourself differently. She saw herself before as a foreigner, someone unworthy, someone that was not entitled to anything and could be treated any kind of way. But because of his words spoken over her, she changes how she sees herself and what she says out of her mouth because of his words. That is powerful. What you say out of your mouth, it identifies who you are. Make sure you're speaking words that are positive, words that are shaping your life. And I don't care if you're not even that yet. God called Abraham a father before he ever was a father. He will call you something before you're ever there. Agree with God. And even if you're not doing it all the way or to the fullness or not even walking in it yet, agree with God that this is his will and you're going to be everything that he's called you to be. Even though it does not yet appear, just give it a minute. Just wait on it. Let God work on you. Let the Word and the Holy Spirit work on you, and you will be all that he says you're going to be. Okay? So Boaz repeatedly demonstrates God's compassion towards Ruth. He does this over and over and over again, and he goes beyond the letter of the law. He goes beyond what the law said, and he went on to show God's compassion to her. Sometimes God will have you go beyond what someone else is doing in someone else's life. As a witness, as showing up every day, doing the same thing over and over again and going beyond that, working beyond what you know, you just the standard of what you're supposed to do. And you do not understand the impact that you're going to make on that person's life, the seeds that you're going to plant, and the things that's going to happen or change in that person's life. It could be a child. It could be someone that your children are going to school with, whose parents are not doing what they need to do, but you are showing love every time that child comes over to your house or you're with that child or that your child is with that in your presence. You do something beyond, and it's not you be just being showing pity on them, but it's showing love and compassion as well. You never know how your labor or your act of love is going to change that child's life, make that child hope, make that direction of that child's life go into a positive direction because someone, they may not feel like anyone cares, and you might be that individual. It could be someone on your job, a coworker, a neighbor, someone in the church who's just gotten there, or someone who's just been beat down by life and does not know how to hope. You might be the answer or the encouragement or the compassion that they need. So you have to be ready and open, willing about that person and be able to follow what he's saying so that you can give them what they need, that hope that they need in life. You might be the answer. Boaz was the answer for not only Ruth, but Naomi. She had given up hope. She had lost hope because so many bad things had happened in her life. She had lost her husband, her son, her wealth. She came back empty, and she wanted to change her name from Naomi to Ruth, to Myra, which means bitter. She wanted to become bitter about life, bitter about her situation, bitter about the grief that she was going through, the sorrow she was going through. But God wouldn't even let her stay there. He allowed Boaz to be life and hope and compassion and encouragement to Ruth and to Naomi. He let Boaz be the answer that Ruth needed as a husband, as a covering, as protection, as a provider. And for Ruth, Ruth allowed herself to gain a child through him, and this became life to Naomi. That's all the time we have for today. I wish we had time for a little bit more, but tomorrow we'll come in and we'll finish this up, hopefully, and we'll be able to close this out, and you'll be encouraged in your walk of faith and know that no matter where you find yourself in, I don't care how unlikely, unpredictable it may seem, God is still God. He specializes in the impossible. All you hope, believe, and receive, and know that he's going to do what he says. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Have a wonderful day, and hope thou in God. Be blessed in Jesus' name.